Hi.
Hi, how are you? Hey, Caitlin, how are you?
I'm doing okay. And how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
You're looking great right now. Red is a really good color for you. Mm-hmm.
That's so funny that you'd say. I literally don't wear red as a color because I...
Why? It's so good on you.
That's so funny. I'm like, when did this thing start? I was definitely in undergrad. I already didn't wear red by undergrad. But I've always said, like, red is not... You think red is my color for real?
Well, right. I've been thinking that the whole time we've been on the video. Yeah, I know you're like a gem tone person. We've had like many conversations about
jewel
this.
Tones.
Jewel tones, sorry, not gem tone.
Obviously, an emerald.
But the red, you look really good right now, so.
Thank you. I should probably buy more red. I tried last year. I bought a red dress. Like in the past 2 years, mm-hmm. I bought one dress that's like red and white and one that was fully red. I've given the fully red one to charity since then because I only wore it once and I was like, this is my color. I don't know. I always found like, I thought it clashed with my skin.
Not at all. Not at all.
Do you remember like when we were young, like it was always like on Cosmos and everything. Like every woman should have like a red dress because you look sexiest. And I was just like, I can't believe that'll never be my experience.
No, I never looked good in red either. I think...
There's no way you don't look good in red, like as a blonde woman with blue eyes.
Maybe
that's probably like the most matchy color on you. Not matchy,
which,
but like
certain reds are okay, but it's like very specific which kind of red is gonna work.
Yeah,
some are very bad.
I think I have. Yeah, we probably like accidentally wore a clashing red ones, and now just don't wear red at all. That's so funny. This is literally the only reason I have this red. I don't own red. Like I don't wear red.
I know. I've never seen you.
So like, this T-shirt. This is like.
Is that from your race you just ran?
No, but it is. Okay, so oh. I was in school in Kenya, when you are. Like competitions, there used to be like different teams and houses that you'd be a part of, and there was a color that connoted which team you're in. So in primary school, I was in Red House, and it's just like it's a build like so during like swimming gala, you're like competing in Red House. During sports day, you're like running or like whatever doing sports for Red House, and in high school, I was in Green House. So I went back to my primary school for the first time ever last year. I think was it like last January. And they were celebrating 100 years of Loreto school.
And
so
there
was like, so this was the Red House T-shirt. This used to be like the T-shirt that we wore for sport. That's why it's like, it's a little of the smaller side. I had to like rip the neck.
Cause it's like, I can tell you had like some neck anxiety with that being so. Was that what it was?
Like I like yanked at it and ripped
the feeling of like a tight shirt around your neck. Honestly, that can send me into a spiral faster than anything. That feeling of, clothing around your neck. So I used to cut a lot. So they have to be like loose turtlenecks. I had a couple that I was like trying to wear for court for a while. Cause like turtlenecks look really good with suits, but the ones that are like tight around my neck, I would like be sitting there in the courtroom, suddenly like very aware of how it felt. And I would just start panicking. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. But I do. I like turtlenecks if they're or like sweaters or you know, whatever, if they're
loose. Like a loose one
neck.
That's like folding yes. enough away that it's not like.
And even still, sometimes I got to pull it off and just be like,
I have the neck thing too. And the saddest thing is, which thank God, like the aesthetic is kind of going away, even though I will still follow it, whatever. But like when mm-hmm. like chokers, when chokers came, I really like the look of like a choker on a neck.
Yes, me too.
And I remember like I'd wear one and then it would reach like a point in the day, aka like 1.5 hours in, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm being strangled. Like literally even if I show my choker, it's ripped apart because like those and I'm like it's refusing to come undone, and now I'm like, oh my God, I'm like it's like choking me.
It's always like very sudden. It's always like you're fine till suddenly you're not fine at all, and it's like it becomes a very serious emergency. Yeah, it's like when you just become very aware of how like restrictive clothing feels in some way, and it always happens to me at like the worst times where I suddenly have this realization and I can't do anything about it, and I just internally panic until.
What was that video you sent me, which I was like, oh my god, where it's like you're overstimulated, because was it because of like the texture of your outfit when you're trying to have a conversation,
but yeah, it wasn't the texture, like, or the tightness? It's like, yeah, both. It was like the texture, suddenly you're aware of like all these ongoing sounds, the armpit and your shirt is too tight, and like,
and everyone's like, are you okay? And you're just like, oh god. That really happens to me.
I know.
That's so funny, because when such stuff, I'm like, I'm always like this. Because when I was younger, like the version of myself that hadn't figured out how to like, I don't even know if it's code switching or like, it's not even anxiety, like adapting in social situations. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I existed in that other, but why do those be like, oh my gosh, like I'm either sitting in the corner, like hyper aware of how like my armpit is scratched, the armpit of my shirt is scratching my armpit. But I was like a really quiet kid, so like I could always just be processing all this discomfort. No one is aware because I'm being weird anyway. I'm not talking anyway, yeah. So it doesn't matter. But like now, when I'm always like so aware, it's just like, oh god, like baby ABBA is like kicking up, and I'm just like, what is this? It's a choker. Yes. Also, like clip-on earrings do it to me sometimes, where it's like, mm-hmm. it's normal, then I'm just like, but at least that one you can immediately yank it off. That doesn't last long. But yeah, I don't wear necklaces, not even just chokers. I wish I could wear a necklace, but I just like, suddenly it's just like, oh my god, there's something on my skin, and it's like tingling, and I can't. No, your eyes twitching. I know it's not real. You're not real. And then I'll even start scratching, and I'm like, I'm reacting to the metal, but I'm not reacting to them. Even when I've worn like gold, it's not, because I'm like, when I wear this as a bracelet, I don't feel it. What is it about my neck that it's just like, that I love like a red line? Because now I'm like scratching my neck in panic.
Oh, the struggles with being overstimulated, but. Yeah. Well, how's everything else? Things are fine. Just, you know, also, well, okay. So this is, I have to talk about this because I have not been able to get it out of my mind all day. Uh-huh. This is a sad story, but I will. So I have one of my clients who he took a plea for some prison time. It was actually like all things considered, it was a good. Did I tell you about this today? I did, about the hamburgers.
Yeah, you told me yesterday, but you only texted it, and you were like having it was. Well, it was yesterday my time.
Yeah, so I told you this, but I still have been so upset about it all day that I haven't. Mm. That's all I thought about today. So anyway, one of my clients, he's in prison now. And he's going to be there for a few years. And he called me today just because we had a really good relationship and he just wanted to check in and say hi. He had some questions, and he was like, hey, Miss Caitlin, I saw this commercial for Blake's. They have a new burger. It's a chili, green chili hamburger. And he was like, can you go get that burger this week? And then next week when I call you, can you like tell me all about it? And it just, oh my gosh, I have been so wrecked about it all day. And I just had to sit in my office and like cry for a while. And then every time I thought about today, it's just like tragic. I mean, you know, like, and it's like something like.
What did you say to him? Oh my God, I would like start crying.
I said like, of course, like,
Can you take him a burger?
No, I mean, he's in, like, the Department of Corrections. Like, there's – and it's, like, a few hours away because that's where, like, the prisons aren't where I live. So he got sent away. But it's just, like, oh, my God, you know, like – I mean, we know how messed up, like, the prison system is and how just horribly tragic. And but it's, you know, something as simple as, like, that can, like, you know, the fact that, like, someone has to, like – he wants me to call him so that I can tell him like my experience, like eating a burger that he won't be able to eat, you know, like, Oh, it just hit me. It just hit me so hard today, and I've been carrying that around and just feeling so just... And the fact that... So he's someone that's like... He's like alone for 23 hours a day because he can't be in general population too.
Wait, no, what? Oh, Caitlin.
Yeah, so like
23 hours?
Yeah. Why I mean, it's just, it's so horrific. No. So he can't be in general population because he was like gang affiliated and they like don't allow you to. And so he's by himself. He gets 1 hour of rec time with like very specific people.
And will he be in solitary the whole time because he was gang affiliated?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No way. For years?
Yeah.
No way. Mm-hmm.
And it is, I mean, it just like, is so, it just makes me so ill. And I don't know. I don't know. So that, it's been a heavy day. I mean, it's heavy anyway, but like, I don't know why that just like wrecked me. And I've been trying to, you know, and of course I say, like, call me anytime, you know, because like how isolating to like be alone for 23 hours a day. I don't know. It's been.
Do you know what's been shocking me so much also? The part, like, I think that. And the way it's, I feel like the way it's expressed to like the mass population or even, especially even non-Americans, there's an assumption that like solid, there's like, you know, the 0.00001% are in solitary. It's super rare. It's always after like something really serious has happened in the prison. But mm-hmm. I feel like I keep hearing this. I'm like, there's so many people who are just locked up, not talking to anyone for years on end. But they know it breaks your brain completely. What is
completely.
Like, how is that a thing?
I don't know.
So
I
mean, they're torturing you for years. That is what the, like, jail in itself is already, you're being tortured for years. You're living in a cage. But mm-hmm. like, then what, how is that a thing?
Yeah. And it's not technically like, that's not even considered like solitary as a punishment.
Oh my
it's
God. Cause just, you're getting 1 hour. He's not in solitary. That means,
well, technically they just consider it like, oh, well, you know, like they act like it's for protection for himself because of, you know, I mean, it's just the whole thing is so insane. So, yeah, it's been heavy. And I've been thinking about this freaking burger all day. And I mean, because that's something too, like a lot of like the prison letter writing projects that like you can do, a lot of them say, oh, like a really good thing for people to hear, like, you know, why they're incarcerated is like talk to them about like things you see or things you smell, like these little reminders of things, you know, of like the senses. And it's just like, oh my God, if we're like telling like children, or not even kids, but whoever, you know, writes letters to like does the pen pal programs for people that are incarcerated, and like, do we ever like sit back and think like how just like absolutely bonkers that is for like people to be like writing someone about like the flavors of the food that they're eating because they are, I don't know, it just makes me sick. So yeah,
nah, America has a problem. The world has a problem because, to be fair, the prison system is a shit show in most places in the world.
Yeah.
I think it's just so much easier to end up there in America for, like, the tiniest things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for years. Yeah. Like, when you do a thing, like, I feel act like 5 years. Like, as long as it's under 10 years, people act like it's not a big deal. I'm like,
oh, my gosh. Like, one
above
day.
6 months is, like, insane. It should literally be for, like, cold-blooded murder. Nobody needs to be in jail.
One night is significant, you know? And yeah, I don't know. I think anyway, so that was today. That's been pretty heavy feeling.
What do you do to like recover from such things, Caitlin? Like, how do you, which it's like, I'm sure you even feel guilty. It's like, oh, how do I take care of my mind from this trauma when this person wants to hear about, but it's like, yeah, you are carrying like so many other people's weight in that way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but it makes like, I'm so happy to like talk to people, you know, cause I mean, yeah. Think it, I don't know. So what's going on with you?
Oh. I'm just like, should I also eat a burger and write you a letter so you can send it to you?
I know, it's like, oh my gosh. Like, I know I'm going to get that burger and I will you're be gonna crying be the whole time the I eat it. I know.
Everyone will think you're like processing a breakup. They don't know how you're like carrying the weight of a life in your, literally in that burger.
Poor guy. I know. Yeah, so.
I'm good.
Well, we have a lighter topic that we were going to talk about tonight. A really now happy one. I'm like, one.
Should we talk about the prison system?
No, that's enough. It's, yeah, another you've had time. Enough.
That's not, let's, yeah.
We have a happy, let's light topic today that Abba has better. A lot to say about. So.
No, come on.
I mean, we both do. I feel like we've talked about, okay, so we're, yes. you frame it how we're going to talk about this.
We want to talk about... I was explaining to my older brother, you know, do you remember the feeling when you reach like the fifth grade and suddenly you like get the giggles, like that thing for girls, and it's like uncontrollable, it's almost like part of your hormones, like everything is just like, I remember my mom being telling my sister, you're not like enough laughing for today, like enough giggling, actually it's just like no more giggling, you have to laugh like normal people or just start like, but you just like
in no, but it feels so good,
it does.
Giggling feels so good. All right, what are we talking about, Abba?
We're talking about love at first sight, y'all. Okay, so I wanted to talk about, I think, just the experience of the, yeah, first of all, I wanted to hear if you, like, your experience with it, talk about my experience with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, what the trigger has been like, and yeah, just generally your thoughts around that. I think for me, it's just like we've talked about feeling it for friendship. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like
where you just about know. Having yes.
a feeling, you just know you have a feeling and sometimes you lead it strongly from the get, but like on the romantic side, yeah. with like a deep connection from the get. How's that been? And have you experienced it recently? And how do you process it? And like, not even like what's the aftermath of it, but sometimes, you know, what's the aftermath of like the experience of like going through an intense arc of that whole situation as well.
Yeah. Oh, I've totally felt that. I mean, for yeah. me, there's like certain people that you just like, you see from across the room and you like sense them in some way and you just know in that moment, like you have to know this person, which is how I experienced this. And this has happened to me multiple times where it's like, I can't explain it, but
how do you differentiate that from just like an intense physical attraction? Because I guess
it's not also even not, because
I want to like make out with this person right now.
No, because yeah. it's like an, for me, it's like an energy feeling. Cause it's not even this intense, I mean, it can be, you know, but it's not even it doesn't feel like it's a physical only thing. Like, it just feels very much like I have to know this person. I'm like, there's something drawing me to them. And there's nothing like that necessarily stands out, you know? It's just that, I don't know. I just, this has happened to me, like, where I just see this person and I'm like, I have to talk to them. I can't not talk to them. And it's like seared in my brain.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do. And honestly, when I have had that feeling and I've gone, because it feels like I don't have a choice. It feels like I have to know this person. Those have been like my most like awesome, intense, like meaningful like relationships that I've had, because I just feel like I have to like pursue it. So it is like a love, no, you know what I mean, it's like not even like a lust feeling, it's lust, like a, yeah. it's like energy, like I just, yeah, I don't know, is that how you experience it too?
Yeah. Also, and I want to hear like about a specific relationship.
Okay.
But that's so funny that you're like, it's just an, okay, so the most recent experience I've had with it, and I remember being like, so when I was asking, like, what was your, and like, don't tell me, was just like, it was an, and I was like mocking the, it, don't tell me it was just like an energy thing, but then we're both like laughing about it later, and it's just like, it's not, I mean, yeah, I think you're attractive. You think I'm attractive, but that's not what it was. There was other attractive people around. Mm-hmm. And I don't have context for why I would even find you to be interesting, but it's just like,
yeah,
I'm very, I don't like, know how to say good at, but like, it should be even bad at. I'm very good at like trying to like close off the thing. Like when I feel that in, I'm like, okay, let me make sure I don't interact with that person because I'm like, I'm getting overwhelmed. I'm like, I'm probably being crazy. Like, why am I feeling so intensely drawn to some? So I'm like, I'm going to like turn my attention intentionally away from that person. So usually when they like come and get like, I'm just like, oh gosh. So when you, if you reciprocate that tension thing or whatever, then I'm like,
yes,
I get overwhelmed. But like, but I don't know. It's really when you're not overthinking it and just like follow the feeling. It is. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird. Then it all, I always feel like for me, I've not had a lot of experiences like that. So I wouldn't say I have a lot of experience like that in a friendship connection, but you know, me and my like, it's not even, I my walls with around like romantic connection means that there's probably just like weird shit happening when something like that kicks up, you know. But it always feels when you do begin to connect or even be, that from the start of the interaction, it feels really familiar. I like, for me, it always feels like it doesn't feel,
yes,
like, even though it's someone who's totally new, it's just like, why am I super comfortable with you? The first day that I'm mm-hmm. hanging out with you, I'm probably going to be interacting with you like someone who I knew like for the last year. And the things that, yeah, you share.
But that's
and
why
the...
it's so special.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that when you have that feeling and have that sense with someone, you have to have like known them in like another lifetime or, you know, something like that, because the draw is so intense and there's no reason for it. Really, yeah. Like, you just kind of, like, spot this person and you're, I don't know, it's, like, it's bizarre. And I always just, like, chalk it up to, like, I've known you before somewhere.
And that's literally, like, yeah, it literally feels like you've already, so there's newness, but it's also, like, you've experienced all of this, you already
know.
Yeah. And even, like, sometimes it's, like, little, like, it's like I can read, not even like energy shifts, but it's like I can tell, I already know what's going to make you uncomfortable in this situation, even though I don't know you and you've not even explained to me what would make you uncomfortable, you know? But it's like I can, mm-hmm. I know, it's so weird. It's so weird. So what do you, okay, so you feel that, yeah, it happens to you and it's like some of your most meaningful relationships that you've had. How does it play out for mm-hmm. you, like into a relationship? Like, what's an experience for you that has played out into you actually, like, getting in a relationship with that person? And what's the energy of the relationship like? Does it remain familiar like that? And, yeah. And then what is the heartbreak over love at first sight? And do you think it's love or it's just, like, also we experienced each other in another lifetime and we've kind of crossed paths now and we kind of have to, like, kind of touch base just, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it still feels like love, but, like, maybe there's a better way to put it, but I think it's the familiarity that you like sense that feels like love. In my experience, I guess that I'm thinking of like two specific circumstances with people where I felt this way. Cause I think it's rare. Like it's very special when it does happen. But in those situations, I think they were definitely like I don't want to like put my relationships on like a hierarchy because I don't mean to do that. Like they're all different and special in their own way, but they were like really
Caitlin, if we connected, this is super special and powerful. I don't want you to feel any lesser because it took me 3 months to decide to date you.
But they're like okay. they were very positive. I think overall like very positive relationships and the way that I think we experienced the relationships too were like, okay, like we're kind of meeting each other where we are, not really like intense, like long-term expectations or anything. It just was like very positive and then was kind of that like lovingly let go type thing. But I feel like in the specific circumstances where this did happen to me, those are people that I have stayed friends with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, they were both very different this experiences were very different, but overwhelmingly like very positive in terms of some of the best like communication, some of the best just like, I don't know, care and concern for each other. Like it almost just like seemed like a very natural progression into a relationship, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What did lovingly letting go look like for you in that context? I'm trying to remember, like, because I feel like I have one example in my head, but I'm trying, because it's not the same as someone who you meet one time and, like,
mm-hmm.
at the meeting point, kind of, like, because there's been a relationship that I had that ended up being kind of a longer-term relationship, not super long, but, like, where it's like you have a sense of it from at the point you meet, like, I can tell you're going to be my person, like, from now, like, from, but that's not, it wasn't even like, oh, it wasn't the necessary, it's not love at first sight feeling, quote unquote, love at first, love,
yeah,
you understand.
Let's just call it that because it sounds nice.
Yeah, but I don't think for that experience, even though I knew from, like, so it's like, you know, I'm traveling somewhere and I meet someone like out in, and I know, like, I have a sense that,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and you connect from there, and yes, you end up like, you know, long distance dating and traveling to each other's countries, but that just felt like it's someone I connected with right off the bat.
Yes.
It did not feel like it was a love at first sight experience, but then there's the other situation where it's like, it feels, it's almost like the intensity of the love itself also feels different mm-hmm. from like the get, and it's just like
yeah.
So what does the
that makes sense?
Yeah, letting go in love feel like after that? Like what does it? Is it hard? Does it feel like heartbreak or it just? Feels
oh
like
yeah, it definitely
of the circle.
Yeah, it definitely still does, but it's like heartbreak in such a more like. Like heartbreak where it's like we're both like understanding that like, okay, this has like run its course in like, you know, like, but I feel like it's been like
what situations running where its like, course look like,
well, I think just like knowing, like having that feeling that like the relationship like isn't supposed to go any farther.
Mm.
It even though like there's not necessarily anything wrong, but just knowing that like it's time, you know. Do you ever have that feeling?
I don't think so. Say more.
You're like you're too committed. I don't know.
I feel that from the beginning. I don't. That's what I'm telling you. It's not that common experience.
Well,
like I think it's.
But I think specifically in like one of these situations, like it was to that point where it's like, okay, we're not going to be like connected like romantically anymore. And we kind of just like developed like a friendship that was, that was like very strong, but it was never like, it was so much more communicative and open than other relationships I'd had before where it was like, oh, everything's just kind of like cut off. Like this was more like, oh, like you never have to feel like bad or like, please reach out to me anytime. Like you're like hurting over this. Cause like I will be too. And you know, and I think that like shared allowing each other to like grieve the ending, even though knowing it was right, like is what helped like blossom our friendship.
Sorry. I'm super curious about that. Yes. Still.
About like, what?
Like if everything is good and you're like very connected and you're both like still interested in the thing, why does it feel like, is it just like, is it because it's gone on for like, you know,
I think
is
just because like
2 years have gone by, I guess maybe because I've not been in very many long-term relationships.
Yeah, I think like life just starts to happen, and I think when it starts to, you know, like I was younger at that point, like I was still romping around everywhere and they were too, and
oh, it's just like you're kind of deviating and your adventures are going to take you to separate spaces. So
in
let's just
space,
like let this
yeah.
like close out when it's still like good for both of us type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I still like, I don't know. When I think about like this person, I know it would be exactly the same like us if we like spent time together. I'd still feel that like familiar like, I've known you and loved you before feel it, you know? Okay, yeah, so... Okay, so with yours, though, you said you experienced this recently. Or not recently. It has been a while, right?
Oh, this is just reminded me of like our Instagram posting panic.
I know.
We'll talk about another time. We need one stable non-overthinker in this team.
George can fix this. Okay, so
No, it was more recent. It was definitely more recent. It's fine. I don't care. But I think for me, so like what I was saying, I'm not the way my self-preservation around romantic connection plays out means I will usually not leave. So I'm telling you, like, even when I felt that I'm going to turn myself away from it, because I was like, it's a logical side of my brain, and it's also just like, I think I'm more likely to. So now, as I'm growing older, I'm more open to like things which I'm not trying to over rationalize everything. So it's like, you know, my regular brain, I understand lust. I understand why lust should make sense right off the bat. And then I understand friendship, and I understand nurturing friends. So it's like the way that I build relationships is like, it'll always be like around like, okay, so friendship connection first. Like, it's very rare that I'm going to be like, okay, let's just like kick into a romantic connection. I feel like I don't know what I'm nervous about. And I'm also not, anyway, that's another conversation for another time. Why I don't. It's not even nervousness, but like, I've never been someone who's like, and since I was young, like I need to like let my guard down for romantic connection to happen, and it's not going to be instant. So it's not very, it's almost impossible for me to like feel a deep, intense romantic connection that is not lust from the get. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like now, you know, therapy, self-therapy, but also just like when you find me in a space where already, if I'm feeling comfortable, so I think more recently, just being more open to, I think I was also like desiring, I always say this, like, I've been saying for a while, like, oh my gosh, I'm craving, I've been saying for like months, like, I've been, since last year, I think even, because I felt like I've not had a crush in years, which makes no sense.
Oh my gosh, a crush. I love crushes.
And I feel like the physical sensation of a crush is like the best.
It's like of it. Your brain is so melty and fuzzy, and you just have, yeah. Oh, it feels so good.
And it feels almost like, I guess love at first sight is the adult version of like, younger crush and leaning into it right off the
bat. But it's like those feelings never go away, you know? Like, I mean, we like tease about like kids and their feelings, but I mean, we like experience those same feelings forever. And it's like, sorry if you think you're so adult that you're gonna like cut off the best feelings in the world. Like, you suck.
And it's also just like, as you're like creating whatever adult version of experience you think is okay, then you like don't leave room for so many other versions of experiences, yes. Right? But I'd been like desiring a crush. And I could tell. And that was also, I think for me, like, it's just like, it felt like I was almost like dissociating from like emotions and like certain bodily experiences. And I was very clear that like a crush should be the trigger of what it is that I wanted. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I want to be like delusional and like look at someone's pictures all day. Like, work is hard. Like, there's all this other stuff happening in life, and I'm carrying a lot, and it's like, it's fine. This is a life that I've designed, but I'm like, I want a pocket of space where I'm just like, it's just like intense, good feelings.
Just have a crush and like, on someone.
Yeah,
and you're, I have a crush
on someone. And so like,
it feels so good.
It's so good. It's so good. And for me, it's like, I was like, it's also like, for me, like the experience of even like allowing that, it's like an energy source, whether or not it works. And I can tell from the get, I'm like, this is exactly what my spirit needs right now.
Yes.
And it's going to like energetically be, it's like harnessing the feeling of just like falling in headfirst in like mm-hmm. emotions is going to be beneficial for. Yeah, it's like it's fun and it's going to be helpful for like the physical so experience. Like it's going to be great for yes. my exercising. It's great for my friendships. It's great for like my lightness around the burden of like the entrepreneurship existing. Decisions that I yes. need to make. It's just like you need like a lightness that. Having, the lightness mm-hmm. of being is actually the experience of having a crush, and that's what it we should is. All be leaning into.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. I think when you have a crush on someone, it is like it's just like a little ray of sunshine in your world, and like everything feels better. And I, you know, I went at one point. I went through like a pretty rough breakup like some years ago, and I remember. Like I had to like trick my mind because, you know, like in a breakup, like you like think that you're like never going to feel that way again, which is like such baloney. And then I really had like to that, like
the 10th time you're experiencing it. It's just like realistically, we know and this then, is not real. Come on.
Yes. And we kind of talk ourselves into like the misery, even though like, I mean, obviously things can be very painful. I'm not like belittling the pain of like ending a partnership or, you know, however, whatever the experience is. But it's also like, I think like we as humans, like we have like an infinite capacity for like love and affection. Mm-hmm. And like when you remember that and then like you get that crush on like someone, you know what I mean? When you let yourself like feel that, like you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, like it's still there and it feels so nice. And you just, it's like such a hit of dopamine.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's just like, it's almost, yeah, it's, I feel like, yeah, the closing of a heartbreak is the spark of the next, not even like mm-hmm. the next relationship or whatever, but like,
but just a crush.
The crush, yes. The allowing of the feelings to just like kick up and the dopamine of it all, like, mm-hmm. come on, it's so good, yeah. So I'm leaning into,
not you're leaning into your right crushes here,
right now this second, but like
me too. I am leaning into the crushes. Good. Oh, it's great. I'm crushing.
Crushing your heart.
But it just feels so nice, and you forget that, you know.
Yeah, and I feel like again what we were saying for like you know when you grow older. It just feels like all of the, it's just like so many, it's only big decisions now. Like we're in our 30s. Mm-hmm. Relationships need to be about like very big, heavy relationships and like marriage or something. Or like, I feel like it's just, but it's just like, what does it look like if you just leave more space for, and I feel like for me, it sparks the desire for like that, like playfulness and wonder in other parts of my life where I'm mm-hmm. just like, oh wait, this like lights feeling like, oh, it's like, oh, I forgot. I like going out to play. I like going. Yes. So sometimes like, and cause my way of like coping will always be dissociating. And when I say dissociating, mm-hmm. it's just like, what is the bare minimum? So I'm not like not living my life, but it's like you're almost like numbing certain sections of your life right. just so that it's like stable and okay enough. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, even like the sadness feels good.
Sadness plays its part. Like, yeah. But
yeah, it's just like,
it's easy to get like, the feeling kind of like aliveness, too comfortable like, to. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think like, I've been like pretty open about like I had a pretty rough transition moving here and like I was really sad and like I got so comfortable just getting into the rhythm of like kind of isolating myself and like being mm-hmm. in those feelings. And yes, like that's totally necessary for a while. But now that I have like started putting myself out there more in the world and like doing more things and like connecting with more people and you do get that like lightness feeling in you mm-hmm. and it feels so much better. And you have to be like reminded like, hey, I mean, again, I feel like we talked about this in like our coping mechanisms. Like for me, the more connected I am with people, like the better I feel, you know, and I think that ties into all this too. Like bringing the lightness and the playfulness to your life is like something that's like super important for my well-being. Yeah. So I hope I have crushes forever.
Forever. And for me, it also feels like you're tapped in, like even if it feels like your intuition is all, like the more connected you're just like with your emotions and your body mm-hmm. and like openness to, But then it also it just feels like then I'm more like aligned to what am I even interested in, like spending my time doing is a lot more clear. And like, yes. Again, like you, I have seasons where I need to just cocoon within myself, and there's time for that. But it, I'm also very, I can get very comfortable in that, and that becomes a,
so and you I don't even realize that you're like, not feeling good yeah. after a while, because you until just get you so feel used
again,
to
it's
it.
Just like, wait, was I like, you're like, oh, the last year? That's,
yeah, oh, it's so true, it is so true.
Yeah, so I feel like for me, it's also just like, I would like to, what does it, okay, crushes are definitely, much like when we're talking about alcohol, crushes are a good short circuit of a reminder of what like the wonder of life feels like in your body and what, the, mm-hmm. and it doesn't mean like, because I feel like, you know, even like for a situation right now, Caitlin, you're still like, you're carrying still a really heavy job. It's been a heavy, like, it's not like the things in life that bog down disappear. But the yeah. experience of life, like, completely switches. And, like, how do we just make sure it's not always going to be rainbows and butterflies? Fine. But, like, how do you make sure mm-hmm. that you're kind of, like, building certain, like, if it's a space for crushes, if it's leaning in to, like, love at first sight more? What yeah. is it that, like, actually helped to, like, connect to, like, that part of life? Because then what is the point? This is the life that we have. It's always going to happen. But like, I feel like it's really, I love that feeling. But even when I'm driving, I'm just like, you just feel so grateful to be alive. It's just like, mm-hmm. life is, you know, even in the bullshit, it's like, I'm alive. And I'm very aware that I'm alive. And I'm so excited and that I'm alive.
Yeah. Such yeah. a good, it's such a good, like, reminder to our lighter side. And I don't know. It feels good.
How's your crush doing?
You're just calling me out because I accidentally called you out. We've had a rough week with me and Ava. I mean, this time change is killing us with our Instagram posts.
Oh my god,
we don't need I'm to get so into sorry. That
yeah
we'll no Abba is like so cool and so hot, and I posted something that I shouldn't have but to be fair, you sent it to me, so I thought I was like, supposed I to said,
the funny thing though was I was definitely talking myself off the edge when I sent it, and I was like, it's okay,
no we'll like you super look open so
with ourselves.
You and look then I was so like, wait, awesome and fun.
Okay, if Caitlin is doing it too, oh no, no,
well
no.
But I couldn't get my video to her anyway, so yeah, it's we had like some panic moments, but like with our time difference, I didn't know that the panic was happening, and then I woke up to like 3,000 messages and voice notes being like, Caitlin, what have you done?
I'm so insane. And you can follow the arc of like the full, like, where I just like calm down, like, whew, it's okay, it's archived, here's it. And then Caitlin's like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Oh, that time I'm like asleep and in a completely different mode.
I know, we couldn't even panic together. So anyways, someday Abba will share this awesome video of her traveling and being super cool, and it'll be she posted, not me. Anyways, so that was our week.
Here's so, to more crushing but it, and
I know more crushing. Love at first sight, letting ourselves feel like those like pure childlike emotions. But there's not even childlike; it's like every age like. But we just, you know. Anyways,
allowing yourself to just feel and be alive as much as you can, and it's okay to have seasons of deadness, but don't make deadness become the rest of your life.
Yeah, truly.
So happy crushing for the rest of your week.
Happy crushing to you.
Happy loving.
Yeah, well, until next time, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Hope everyone has a good weekend. Bye.